Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. What does it mean to be white? That question is rarely asked in any kind of direct way in America. Filmmaker Whitney Dow has found that white people don't feel comfortable talking about whiteness, which he thinks is an essential part of our national conversation about racial identity, culture, and privilege. So Dow has set out to ask 1,000 white people that very question. What does it mean to be white? Even if the answers might be uncomfortable.
Do I think it's beneficial for me to be white? Have I gotten any privileges like that? I would say no.
I don't really think I've ever come across anything that has made me aware of my race.
I do not feel a specific common bond with white people. If you were going to ask me, do I feel a common bond with Jewish people, then the answer would absolutely be yes.
I don't know any people that aren't proud of that they're white, you know, not in my social group.
Those are excerpts from the first installment of The Whiteness Project. It's a multimedia project from POV. At first blush, defining whiteness sounds like thinly veiled white supremacist propaganda. But dig a little deeper, and you'll find that creator Whitney Dow has a long track record for tackling race in complex ways. He and his African-American producing partner Marco Williams, for example, documented the aftermath of a modern-day lynching for the Peabody Award-winning documentary Two Towns of Jasper. To get candid reactions with the townspeople of Jasper, they deliberately segregated their film crew into black and white. Dow's the sort of filmmaker accustomed to sparking controversy and discussion, which is certainly the case for The Whiteness Project. And Whitney Dow, happy to speak with you on Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So what made you want to do a project like this? Pretty volatile, potentially.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I'm glad that you brought up Two Towns of Jasper, my work with Marco, because it's actually the DNA for this project came out of Jasper and the work I've been doing with Marco over the last 18 years, is that I found that as we were doing projects, they tended to be oppositional constructs, meaning, you know, something where white people were doing something horrible to non-white people or something historical that had happened that was bad. And it kind of I felt it did two things. One, it kind of took everyday white people who weren't out, you know, doing horrible things off the hook because it allowed them to think that race and racism was something outside of themselves. Mm-hmm. When you're having a conversation across race, you're talking about commonalities and you're not really examining yourself. And I really felt like after a while that if I was interested in changing the dynamic of the race dynamic in this country, I had to look at my own community and understand my own race in order to have a productive conversation.
Well, you plan to do 1,000 interviews. So far, you've posted 21 from Buffalo, New York. Some very thought-provoking answers. Others, I have to say, kind of cringeworthy, but all seemingly very candid. So here, we're going to play another clip from one of the interviews this is conducted for The Whiteness Project.
There is one black man of prominence in the department, of a department of, I'd say, 50 or so people closely that I work close to. And so I think, okay, well, do I just roll in a line of work that attracts white guys primarily like myself? Or is there something going on that they won't hire people of color? I don't know. It really it troubles me. And then I think, well, okay, I am social. I go out. I go downtown. I play games with friends. I'm very socially active. Why do I not hang around with or see, or why am I only primarily around white people?
So this man seems to be asking himself, am I subconsciously racist? I mean, was this a common viewpoint from people that you spoke to?
You know, I loved that interview with Rob, and I thought it was really interesting because he kind of reflects, I think, the viewpoint of a lot of people, people like myself. I mean, I have a very diverse professional life. You know, sometimes I'm the only like straight white male in the office. But when I look at my personal circle, my personal life, it is very monochromatic and it is troubling to me. And I asked why that is. And I think that that's something that people who view themselves as open-minded and view themselves as progressive and view themselves as just are struggling with. How come, if this is the case, how come in our private spaces we tend still to be so segregated?
We do hear and learn from the Whiteness Project a number of statistics. One saying 75% of white people say that their social networks are predominantly white. Let's see, 72% of people identify as white alone. So, you know, like not French American or Italian or Polish, just white. These are people who we get the picture are not used to talking about race. So how did you first get people to agree to speak and get them to speak so openly on a subject that a lot of people avoid?
The way I run the interviews are pretty straightforward. I tell people we're going to be talking about race. If you don't like this, the interview, anything you've said, don't sign the release till after we're done. And so I'm pretty open with people about what I'm up to. But I also think that people are really interested in having this discussion. And I think white people are really interested in having this discussion. And they, you say they don't talk about race. I disagree. White people talk about race all the time. They just don't talk about their own race. Mm-hmm. And I think they're often in the conversation as talking about race as something other than themselves. But they do get uncomfortable. And I think that a lot of times when you say it's cringeworthy is that white people aren't used to talking about their race as a dynamic force in their lives. And so they do say some things that as they're sort of finding their way through the subject matter, they are going to say some things that perhaps don't sound so considered.
Hmm. Well, let's hear another clip from the Whiteness Project.
I think that, you know, with civil rights and everything, I think a lot of times that other minorities sometimes get more benefits than I would as being a white person. For some reason, some black people kind of hold on to the back in the day, the slave thing, or they feel they're not being treated right. Should slavery be something that, because it happened, we owe black people something more? Absolutely not. Like I said, it had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with black people living today.
Okay, so I'm going to call that a little cringeworthy. You know, for some reason, black people are upset about this whole slavery thing.
Well, again, what I say is that when people aren't used to talking about it, they do perhaps not know how to put things the best way. But I think that what Jason says there is something that a lot of white people are grappling with, despite in the terms that he puts it, is that do we owe black people something as white Americans? Everybody will agree that the history of America, institutionalized racism, and that that sort of not only was this country built on, but then was exist in this country for so long. And so, what are our obligations, if any? And that's I think the data point after that is I think it's that one says 3% of white Americans think we should give reparations. Mm-hmm. So it is something that people are thinking about and grappling with. And even though it sounds – if 3% think we owe black people something, what he's saying is not something that is not a widely held thought. These are things that I've heard from people in the almost 20 years I've been doing this. And I really wanted to have things that people said be representational of things that were out there. And the data points are really to show, look, this isn't just Whitney's opinion. This is the reality. If you go to the census and you do any sort of like modicum of a search on it, all this information is out there. The other thing that I think is really interesting is the relationship between the quantitative and the qualitative. And what I mean by that is that the qualitative emotional experience of someone like Jason living in the world and the actual quantitative reality, as shown in some of the data points, of what the benefits are of being white in this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand the desire to surface these things. And it's, it obviously started a really interesting conversation just looking at some of the comments on the Whiteness Project. But do you worry at all that somebody might come to your website, listen for the first time, and write the whole thing off as a kind of form of racism or even PC racism?
Yeah, and absolutely, and I think that's happened on both fronts. And I get a lot of email about this project, and I think that early on, before people really spent time with it, there was sort of this immediate reaction against it, sort of this visceral reaction against it. But I think that once people spent time with it, and as you said at the beginning, A, it had POV's name on it, and POV and Marco and I have a long relationship. We did, you know, Two Towns of Jasper with them. And then they looked at my track record of what I've been doing, and they said, well, this is something we have to consider. And what I've been interesting is that as the site's been up, people have been spending longer and longer and longer on it. So when it first came up, people were looking at it, doing a couple of things, having a reaction and mm-hmm, leaving. Mm-hmm. And now people are – I think they're spending like an average of 7 or 8 minutes on it, which is for a website is – you know, that means they're watching 7 or 8 of these videos is phenomenal. You know, I think part of having this conversation is being open to other people's point of view and being, you know, generous in how you're listening. And if somebody doesn't want to listen to what I have to say, I can't control that.
Let's hear another clip from one of the women that you interviewed for The Whiteness Project.
If you sit around with anyone, you know, they talk about how they're Italian or Polish or French or German, and it's a great source of pride. Very rarely have I ever heard anyone say, I'm white. Like, I think I would be thrown if I got that as an answer. I'd be like, yeah, that's great. And what else are you? In my mind, it's really just that box. It's checking that box on the government form because literally that's the only time I consider myself that. After that, it's strictly I think of myself in an ethnic way.
That was one of several clips of an interview conducted by the Whiteness Project. It's a multimedia documentary by filmmaker Whitney Dow, who's with us now, which asks white people to share their views on what it means to be white. And she is raising a really interesting notion, you know, this kind of idea of whiteness as a kind of lack of identity. You know, I think so often in American society, people define culture or ethnicity as other than white. What's going on here?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And that's one of the real motivations, the sort of the origin story of this project is me having experience where despite all my work on race with Marco, despite the films I had made, I hadn't really understood my race as sort of this active, dynamic component of my life. And that she says, when she says, you know, it's the only time I ever think of myself that way. But you know what? That's not that, you know, you have to understand that other people perceive you that way. You may not think of yourself that way. And I used to think, oh, well, you know, my whiteness is secondary to my individuality. And I've had a lot of experiences doing the work I've done where that's just been shown I've completely false, where that my identity as a white male is such a powerful sort of antecedent to people interacting with me that it actually supersedes my individual personality, my individuality. And I think that's a very scary thing for, I think, white Americans who haven't had to think about their race as this sort of force in their lives.
These interviews were conducted in Buffalo in July anyway, before Ferguson, Missouri blew up over the killing of an unarmed black man. Now, a lot of conversations followed that saying, you know, we've got to talk about race in America. And this project, of course, preceded that. Is the Whiteness Project stirring a multiracial conversation, do you think, or is it being viewed primarily by a white audience?
I think it's a multiracial, and I have to be honest, I didn't set out to make a multiracial conversation. I kind of had this attitude, look, if white people are going to participate in this, they have to deal with some of their own stuff first. But what's been interesting is the feedback I've gotten from people of color from, you know, all across the political spectrum saying how interesting and cathartic it was to see white people grapple with race. And also, one of the things I'm sure you notice when you watch it is that when people are asked about whiteness, white people asked about whiteness, they tend to talk about black people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
it's always defining as not black.
Right. But I also have heard from, you know, a number of African-American people who've seen it that, you know, it's kind of parallels their experience where they feel that their blackness is defined by the whiteness of America. And it's interesting for them to see whites kind of grapple with the same thing.
So as you go across the country, do you think that the tenor of the conversation will change?
I think that it absolutely will. That if I go to, you know, the rural South, or I go to, you know, parts of the country that are very diverse, or parts of the country that aren't very diverse, places like Iowa, you're going to get very different types of reactions. But I also believe there will be some constants, and I think this constant of white people grappling with their whiteness is something that will be a constant throughout all the interviews.
Whitney Dow, thank you.
Thank you.
Whitney Dow is one of the filmmakers behind the Peabody Award-winning film Two Towns of Jasper. He is currently at work on The Whiteness Project. It's a multimedia documentary that explores the meaning of whiteness in America. And you can watch these tightly edited interviews from the project. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org. And we're anxious to know what you think. Does the whole concept of whites talking about whiteness strike you as indulgent? Does it rub you the wrong way? Or do you think, as awkward as it may be, it is an essential part of understanding race in America? Would you feel comfortable talking openly about your own race? Or do you think we're better off discussing commonalities rather than the differences? To make this a bigger conversation, we need to hear from you. So please share your thoughts on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio.